Bren Elliott is Wake's Assistant Superintendent for Student Support. She says the changes will limit the number of students in long-term suspension. That's because principals will have more discretion to transfer students to an alternative web-based education track called SCORE. Elliott says more than 200 students get long-term suspension per year. She says easing the track to SCORE allows administrators to remove barriers to education in the meantime. But Peggy Nicholson of the Southern Coalition for Social Justice says this could mean only a nominal reduction in long-term suspensions. She says the SCORE program offers inferior instruction and support services, and participants often repeat a grade. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.